So this morning, I was spending some time in prayer, and a memory came to my mind of helping my grandmother, who we call Mole, organize her closet when I was in middle school. And I realized that those were some of my favorite memories with her, and I remember just feeling so loved. However, I started to feel really frustrated because I couldn't remember what we had talked about. I tried so hard to recall the things that she said. But then I realized that the words weren't what made me feel loved. It was her generosity and her kindness that made those memories so sweet. See, Mall's closet is not just an ordinary closet. See, she is known for being generous. When she goes shopping, she buys extra items so that she could give her granddaughters and her daughters little gifts that would just make us feel loved. See, Mall fills her closet with her best so that she could bless others with her best. See, even though I don't remember the conversations that we had while organizing her closet, I do remember her intentional generosity and her kindness. See, I saw Jesus in my Mall before I ever knew Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. See, our actions, they speak louder than words. Acts 20:35 says, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." See, when we are generous and kind to others, then we're telling the story of Jesus through our actions. Mall's generosity was the seed sown that led to my salvation, which in turn led to more seeds being sown. I don't know about you, but I want to have my own closet and be intentional with my giving. Let's love others intentionally through the way that we give.